Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Ground control to Major Tom.
And welcome. It is Frankie Boyer, and the news this morning was that Boyce is silenced. Although we'll never be silenced, we will continue to listen to his music, but it was announced that David Bowie lost his battle to cancer, and we will be talking about him a little bit later, and all of the amazing contributions he has given all of us. But we kick things off with someone who has been helping us figure out the job situation in this day and age, because Martin Yates really has his pulse. He really has his pulse on how millions of job seekers can find a job. And he has done that. How to turn job interviews into job offers. Wouldn't you love that inside scoop? Well, he's with us today. He is one of the foremost experts in the field of job search and career management, the author of Knock 'Em Dead, Secrets and Strategies for Success in an Unknown, in an Uncertain World, Knock 'Em Dead, Job Interviews, and the newest, Knock 'Em Dead, The Ultimate Job Search Guide 2016. And Martin Yates, welcome to the Frankie Boyer Show. Right here on Biz Talk Radio.
Great
to
be
nice to
with
have
you, Frankie. It's the 31st edition. You'd think I'd have it right by now, wouldn't you?
All right. So this new one, you once again prove that job tactics are critical to overcoming roadblocks in the real world. And can I just share with you, Martin, a very dear friend of mine who lives in California, and she has a daughter that lives in Hollywood and is working in one of the very big executive offices. I'm not going to say names, but you all would know who his firm was and is, rather. And she left recently for another job. And thinking this new job was going to give her more opportunity to be creative. And the money was a little bit more, not a lot more, a little bit more, but more creativity and all of that. And what's happened is that she's getting emails and nasty calls on the time off that she took in between New Year's and Christmas and New Year's. She is working harder than she's ever worked. You know, so before you think there's a better job around the corner, what do you have to know? What do you really want people to do before they leave the job they're in?
Okay, Frankie, a very good question. All too often we get to a state where I can't work for this miserable Nazi moment longer. I got to get the hell out. And we end up taking the first job that comes along. And most of us, especially in America, are very positive in our outlook. We want the best. We see the best. And if we're in a miserable situation, we project the best onto the new job that is going to be better in these ways. And there is a time for asking some very difficult questions about the job. And this time is only after money has been put on the table and the deal is pretty much done. That's when we want to ask nuts and bolts questions about what the job is, what the first projects will be, what problems you've had with people who have held this job before, who's been successful and why, what's vacation policy, what happens over public holidays. You know, there is a chapter in Knock and Dead that I think has over 100 of these questions.
Oh, wonderful. Yes, yes.
During the interview to help us get the job offer, and also questions to help us qualify the job, that it is going to be what we hope it will be. And there's a difference between what we hope and what we can verify.
Yes. You know, Martin, I share this with you every time you're on, but I love this. They're no longer in business, but not for newspapers have had a very tough time. The owner of the Boston Phoenix, Stephen Mindich, who was just a visionary in every way with the arts and supporting the arts in Boston and quite a name for himself. It was the Rolling Stone and the Boston Phoenix. It was the, you know, one of the true underground newspapers, and I worked for him in the early days. And before he hired anyone, Martin, do you know what he made us do? We had to come into the office for an entire day, and he paid you. He absolutely paid you. If you were a finalist, and he said, okay, you've got the job, but do you want the job? And he would make us come in for a day and sit and watch every department and watch how the unfoldings of a day, an insane day, a press day, a day that we went to press to see. And do you know that 3/4 of the people that interview that got the job walked away saying, no, thank you.
He was doing a variation of what we call situational interviewing. And situational interviewing means let's get this person on their best behavior as close to the job as I possibly can so that I can see. Can I return the favor by telling you an illustration of my very last job interview?
Yes, yes, please.
I'm going to be head of training at a big international franchisor of employment service companies. And I met everyone. I'm there for the second or third time. And I'm with the vice president of training. And he takes me up to the training center. And there are all the chairs and the drop-down screens and all the good stuff you have in a state-of-the-art training center. And we're on a dais, a little platform at the front of this room, and we're sitting with our butts on a table, and each of us has got one leg on the floor. You can imagine the picture. And he says to me, so, Martin, how do you think you'd like to be training in this room? Because this would be your home. So I'm on my best sales behavior and said, oh, Peter, I'd love it. And he smiles at me, gets up, walks away, steps off the platform, goes and sits in the front row and says, okay, teach me something, son. And that was, I had to start training right then and there.
Yeah.
And they do this with people in customer service as well. They get them on the phone and they get them taking supposed customer service calls, which are in fact calls from staff members, but this is situational training. It does exist. We need to be prepared for it when we go for an interview.
I loved it, and it worked for me, and I was there for quite a few years, longer than most people, but it worked for me. What are some of the other tips that you've put in this new one? Because this new edition, it should be required reading. And this is from the Library Journal. It should be required reading for job hunters. If you are anyone out there, if you know of a young or an older person, let me ask you a question, Martin. Let's talk about I don't want to talk about the young hire, but what about the older person? What's going on today in the over 55 job market?
Age and wage discrimination. We all know it's illegal and everybody does it. it's part of life. There are no official statistics on this that I've seen, but the scuttlebutt in the career management profession, the people I regard as colleagues, we seem to think there's about 2 or 3 out of 10 who reach the age of 60 that are still in the corporate world. And I think there's two ways we approach that. I, for many years, and you know, Frankie, I've written 17 books on this. I've written everything about career management. And I have talked about that we need to pursue throughout our careers entrepreneurial endeavors and dream endeavors. And so that, you know, when the time comes, if age discrimination does kick in, we've been working towards hanging out our own shingle. Now, my thinking on this has changed. I now say that by the time you reach 50, you should have one or two ideas for side businesses in mind. And by the time you are 53, they should
yes.
be functional
yes.
in some
yes.
format, or you're ready to pull the trigger.
Absolutely, Martin. Absolutely. And I have seen it. Martin, you are spot on, and that's why over 5 million copies of Knock 'Em Dead by Martin Yeade have been sold, because, Martin, you're absolutely spot on with this, and I have a couple of examples in my own life that a friend of mine, an executive, very high level for just CEOs and assistant, personal assistant, she
yeah.
was let go in her late 50s, and that was the end of her story. And several others, the same scenario. No one wants you. Believe it. And read about it all on taking control of your job, search, career, and life. And Martin, what's the best website for the new book and for you in general, please?
Well, the website's knockemdead.com. You can get the book on Amazon and anywhere else. And here's a special offer. And we've been doing this for a while, Frankie. Anyone who's listening to the show who buys the book and likes it, in fact, if you buy the book and even if you hate it, you buy it from Amazon, go to Amazon, give it a review, come to the website, send me a link for the review, and I'll either do this. I'll either review your resume for you, or I'll refund the cost of the book. Show me proof.
Unbelievable offer. And we'll have you back again very soon, Martin. Never enough time.
We know probiotics are good for digestive health, but what about your skin? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products can disrupt the balance of the friendly bacteria on your skin. That's why Dr. O'Hara's probiotics merge ancient Japanese fermentation skills with probiotic and prebiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line to help revive and support balanced microecology for healthy skin. Their Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, promotes optimal skin ecology while clarifying and rebalancing even sensitive skin without drying. Their Magoroku Lotion combines Dr. O'Hara's award-winning pre- and probiotic isolate with 14 oxygenating plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to restore your glow. Research confirms it inhibits growth of harmful bacteria that can cause skin disorders. Use it alone or with your favorite serums. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic skincare is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine stores.
Mom, my nose is stuffy. Can I have some Clear?
Sure, honey. Wow, your child actually asks for nasal spray? My kids hate the chemical taste.
Well, this isn't a chemical spray. This is Clear.
Clear?
Yep, Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's the natural nasal spray made with xylitol. It has no chemicals, so it's perfect for my whole family.
How does it work?
Naturally. One spray is all it takes. My kids ask for it because they know it works fast, and they even like the taste.
All done.
Do you feel better?
Yep. Thanks, Mom.
Why hasn't my doctor talked to me about Clear?
Good question.
Made with xylitol, Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, is the natural nasal spray that's perfect for adults and 100% safe for kids. Clear alleviates congestion caused by colds, allergies, flus, and pollen and dander. One spray is all it takes to keep your entire family clean and clear. So ask for Clear by name. That's X-L-E-A-R at fine retailers like CVS, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and Kroger's. Or find a retailer near you at clear.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, Call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Biz Talk Radio.
That voice. Joining me today is pop culture expert Lisa Durden. And Lisa, I'm so sad about David's passing. I don't know if it's because I grew up with his music, but it just saddens me to know that he lost his battle with cancer.
Yeah, thanks for having me on today. I think that a lot of people are sad, but I guess I might be the one person to invite on the show because I have a little different view about death. You know, I want to believe that when people say, in a cliche way, well, work, treat every day like it's your last because God don't promise you tomorrow, I don't think they really mean that. But I do really believe that's true. So I don't think that we know what tomorrow's going to bring. So I try to have this attitude of, if I got lucky enough to live till 69, I mean, today that doesn't sound like a long time. But when I say 69, I mean, you know, you live long enough where your kids got grown, you had a great career, and you lived a good life. I mean, it would be nice to live till 80, but 69 ain't bad. It's not the most ideal, but it ain't bad.
Yeah, well, I disagree. I disagree with you there, but we'll talk about that for another day, girlfriend. But what I want to talk about, is His new album that he just released on his birthday a few days ago. He knew he was dying, and he was so brilliant. And they're giving this new album critical reviews. The wall where one of his iconic images from his early days is on a wall in London, and there are candles and people and the tributes are coming in from all over the world. Everybody is talking about his music, the man that he was, the pioneer that he was in the music industry, the risks that he took, the fashion icon that he was, married to Iman, of course, the beautiful fashionista himself. You know, I mean, he really had his pulse on music in every way, shape, and form.
Yeah, I think that people know David Bowie to be this genius, sort of like he was more like a trailblazer. He didn't kind of follow trends. He created them, and I think that this album was kind of like a gift to us on his birthday because we didn't know what was happening, but he did. And I guess in some way he wanted to leave us with something. I mean, I want to believe that. And it further immortalizes, you know, his genius and the music, so we have something fresh to remember him by. So I don't know if he knew it would happen, you know, yesterday that he passed. He knew maybe that he was going to be passing soon. He thought, what better way to leave a gift than to leave the gift of music, which is what he's known for and he loved. that was his life.
Yes.
So I
yes,
feel
that was his
I'm
life.
Just kind of being spiritual about it. I feel like that was something that was done, you know, purposefully for
right,
his fans.
Right.
That was kind of an unselfish That's, way to say, when you find out I'm not going to be here, I will leave you with this kind of thing. That's kind of what I want to believe.
Yeah.
So that's how I'm looking at it. And he's phenomenal.
I love it.
As a musician.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. We could spend an hour talking about him, but if it weren't for the Golden Globes last night, we must mention them because it was the most highly bleeped Golden Globes in the history of the Golden Globes. We knew it was going to be bad, but I wasn't prepared for 9 different long bleeps. We're not talking about a word. We're talking about. I'm like watching television, saying, "What's up with my?" And then I realized, of course, you know, when Ricky came over to Mel Gibson and said whatever he said in his ear. Yeah, and then Amy, I thought it was an interesting night. What did you think? How would you rate the program?
Well, I actually, overall, I love the program. I love all of the shade. I think Ricky was throwing some shade to Mel because Mel came out there and set him straight with a little sarcasm, and I thought that was off the script, which was funny.
Very funny.
Well,
did
Amy,
you hear?
I can't expect anything less from her.
Right.
So
did you hear how
it did its job?
I loved how Ricky ended the show with Mel Gibson saying shalom. I thought that was
funny. Wasn't it hilarious? However, I didn't love Ricky as the host. He was a little dry to me. I wasn't loving him there. Were you loving him?
No. And
I
laughed.
It wasn't just me.
No. And I've heard from a couple of other people, they thought he kind of like overstepped and was a bit of a jerk last night and really pompous. I thought so too. I thought he over, I didn't think he was as good as he has been. But
right.
I have to say that the fashions were so spectacular that it kind of made up for him. I thought.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
we're overlapping, so go ahead, I'm not listening to what you're
saying. I was just going to say that I thought J-Lo rocked it out of the ballpark. I mean, just old Hollywood, glam, she just, nobody could come close to, in my opinion, her outfit.
I love and hate it at the same time. I like the front. J-Lo is usually pretty good with her fashion. She kind of knocks out of the ballpark every time. But when she turned around and said, that looks like an old coffin. I didn't like the back. It was too much material. Other than that, the color was phenomenal on her skin. The front, her usual boobage, was on display as normal, and they looked great. So overall, I thought it was a great look. But just the back was a little too much material hanging at the back by her butt, by her bootylicious butt.
Okay. I thought Kate Hudson rocked it with her gown as well.
Oh yeah, I loved Kate Hudson. She looked phenomenal. And actually, the interesting thing about Kate Hudson to me, she always looks phenomenal. She knows exactly, or her stylist knows exactly how to compliment her body. She doesn't go too far, and it looks, you know, head to toe, she was perfection. But you know what? I hate to be mean, but I didn't like Viola Davis, and black people hate
no,
black
no, no.
people talk about black people. They want us to all be on the same accord, but listen, I love my people, but when they're stars, sometimes we've got to talk about them too. Her gown looked terrible.
She looked like an old lady, and she's not. I didn't like the gown.
No,
I didn't like the makeup.
Like
I didn't like
lady.
The gown.
Like
yes.
an upside-down Christmas tree with the icicles hanging off of it. It was terrible.
Yeah, I didn't like her dress at all.
No,
what did you think? What did Katy Perry? What did you think of her dress?
I didn't like it. I didn't love it. Her stomach was a little too big. I mean, her stomach's not big, Natalie. The dress was. I'm
this
not
is why I love you. I felt the same way. Yes.
Is it
oh
me?
My God.
Is it
hey,
me?
Hey, girlfriend.
Yes,
we're almost out of. We're almost out of time. We could go on and on and on, but yeah, I'm glad that Leonardo won. You can get more information on Lisa's website about Lisa and lisadurden.com. Thank you, Lise. We'll be back in a moment, Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned, Biz Talk Radio.
Imagine your best friend is diagnosed with a deadly, incurable disease. That is the story of my best friend, a five-time Olympic gold champion. Yet at the young age of 35, his life was over, but he would not accept that prognosis. He fought back and he discovered something no one else had ever thought of that enabled him to not only rid himself of all disease, but rebuild his entire body to become one of the healthiest, strongest, and brightest people on the planet today. Now he is 44 years young and has the vitality of a 25-year-old. His discovery is now doing the same for tens of thousands of people all over the world. And you can learn all you need to know about how to enjoy this for yourself at www.panacea.com. You can also call 1-866-271-7595.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom12.com right now and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom12.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 12.com. Go to freedom12.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom12.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer. And our next guest is from right here in my neck of the woods, HAVID. Dr. David Ludwig is with us. He is a practicing endocrinologist and researcher at Boston Children's Hospital, professor at pediatrics at Harvard Medical School, and professor of nutrition at the Harvard School of Public Health. Founding director of the Optimal Weight for Life, the OWL program at Boston Children's Hospital, and one of the oldest and largest family-based weight management programs. He also directs the New Balance Foundation Obesity Prevention Center. And he has been described by Time Magazine as the obesity warrior. And we're always so grateful for the work that he does. His new book is out. It's called Always Hungry. Conquer Cravings, Retrain Your Fat Cells, and Lose Weight Permanently. And Dr. David Ludwig, what a pleasure. Welcome back.
Thank you, Frankie. Great to be back with you.
Okay. Why are we, what, in your opinion, and you've written many books, and you've done, this is your life work. So many people think they're fat because it's in their genes, or maybe I'm not moving enough. But when I go to the supermarket and I stand in line, and I'm trying not to be judgmental, but because I know what I know, and I see the carts lined up with highly processed frozen foods, tons of breads and potato chips and cookies and soda, it takes every ounce of strength in me to keep my mouth shut. I want to rip it out of their carts.
This is how we've been, at least inadvertently, taught to eat for the last 40 years. You know, the standard model of calories in, calories out, says that, if you don't want fat on your body, don't put fat into your body. Fat has a lot of calories, and so you're better off with carbs. And so all sorts of carbohydrates, the highly processed carbohydrates, suddenly assumed a health halo. Remember the fat-free Snackwell and the low-fat Twinkie. You know, these were considered health foods. And people were told that a bagel, fat-free cream cheese, and a glass of juice was a helpful breakfast. One of the purposes of writing this book is to restore some nutritional sanity, that eating fat per se doesn't make you fat. And, in fact, increasing the fat in your diet can be a really great way of jump-starting weight loss. Let me tell you the basic premise here.
Okay.
The book. Overeating doesn't make you fat, not over the long term. The process of becoming fat makes you overeat. Now, that may sound startling, but let me explain. So with all of the highly processed carbohydrates we've been eating, you've just described in the aisles that you observe, our levels of the hormone insulin in our bodies have skyrocketed. We produce so much insulin, and that insulin I call Miracle-Gro for your fat cells, although it's not the sort of miracle that we want. insulin programs fat cells to suck in and store and hold on to as many calories as they can get. So we think of obesity as a state of excess, but it's really a state of starvation to the rest of the body. The fat cells have plenty of calories, more than they need, but there are too few in the bloodstream because they've all kind of gotten stored away. So the brain does what it's supposed to do. It tells you, get hungry. It makes you hungry, and it tells you to eat. You start craving things, and it slows down metabolism in an attempt to resist further weight loss. If you just cut back on calories, you're making a bad situation worse. So this approach, the approach that we take in this book, turns dieting on its head. It is designed to reprogram fat cells to release their excess calories. When that happens, the body floods with energy. The brain says, wow, that feels good. I've got better, more predictable calorie store, so I don't need to be as hungry. All right, you know, I'm not going to make you crave things so much. It speeds up metabolism. And then you can begin to lose weight with your body's cooperation, not with your body kicking and screaming.
Yes, yes. I love what you're saying. So instead of that bagel, instead of that donut, instead of the muffin, how about taking an apple and putting some nut butter on it, running out the door and making it the night before? Or how about having a little protein drink in the morning? Or how about having the leftover salmon for breakfast?
Yeah, this is so our program is, the first part of the book is the science, and we want the reader to understand why, you know, if you're struggling with a weight problem, it's not your fault. It's not a lack of willpower or discipline. It's a basic biological issue, just like fever is a biological issue. You can't force your temperature down when you have a fever. I mean, you can try, get into an ice bath, but your body will fight back. You'll be severely shivering, blood vessels will constrict, and nobody can stay in an ice bath for long when they have a fever. Take an aspirin, and you lower your body temperature set point, so the heat dissipates naturally. Treat the source of weight gain, and your body will want to release the extra pounds because you're lowering your set point. So to do that, we explain the science of that in part one. Part two is a three-phase plan. The first phase is a high-fat diet because that's a really nice way of getting rid of the processed carbs and jump-starting weight loss. Nuts and nut butters, full-fat dairy, rich sauces and spreads, savory proteins. But it's also not a very low carbohydrate diet because you can have natural carbohydrates. Phase two, we add back whole kernel grains and a touch of added sugar. Phase three, you can mindfully reintroduce some of the more processed carbohydrates based on your body's ability to handle them, which allows you to create a personalized prescription that's right for you. This way, your body, not a diet book author, determines what rate of weight loss is best for you.
Love it. I love it. I grew up, and because that's what happened, you know, as baby boomers, we grew up eating Captain Crunch for breakfast. We didn't know. We know better, though, today.
I did, too.
Yeah, but we know better now today, and we understand what you're... Well, this is why this book is so brilliant. I just want to say, this is why this book is so brilliant, because you're not saying, I want to take away your food. What you're saying to people is, listen to me. Give me a few days. Let me give you these gorgeous fats. Your body's going to love. Your brain's going to love. Your skin will love. And they actually will fill you up.
Yeah, we're really, so just cutting back on calories, which is a low-fat diet aims to do, it's just symptomatic treatment. We're trying to put biology back on your side, so the effort you put in leads to a maximum result with a minimum of struggle. And I think that there are many ways of eating, and we try to be adaptable to different people's needs, cultures, taste preferences, and the like. I'll also add that my wife oversaw the recipes and meal plans. She's a gourmet natural foods chef and educator. So we put as much effort into making sure that the recipes satisfy the nutrient targets as we did that they satisfy your taste buds.
Right. Who wouldn't want blue cheese dressing on their salad? Who wouldn't want Thai peanut sauce? Who wouldn't, you know, I mean, these are just beautiful, beautiful recipes. Really lovely recipes.
Thank
Coconut
you.
Yeah, curry.
We really wanted to make this a cookbook quality recipes so that people could get, like, who needs, forget deprivation. Weight loss.
I'm right there with you.
Enjoyable. And once you put your body back on your side, you know, you can get a lot of enjoyment. And that's the difference. In a typical popular diet that we're seeing at this time of year so often, 30 pounds in 30 days. Well, first of all, most people can't do that. But even if you could, what's the point of that weight loss if you're starving and struggling to keep the weight off for the rest of the year? So this is a little bit slower, but since it's occurring with your body's cooperation, it's progressive and sustainable.
Well, it's an awesome book. It's called Always Hungry? Conquer Cravings, Retrain Your Fat Cells, and Lose Weight Permanently. And I know you're going to be on my health show later on today. Thank you so much for all the work that you do, Dr. David Ludwick. We'll be back in a moment. Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio. Stay tuned. Heart disease is the number one killer in America, but you don't have to become a statistic. I'm Frankie Boyer, and we would like to share with you one of the best ways to keep your heart healthy, taking chiolic aged garlic extract. Backed by more than 700 peer-reviewed studies, chiolic provides powerful antioxidants that help keep your arteries healthy. It reduces homocysteine, a risk factor for heart disease. Chiolic aged garlic extract has also been shown to support healthy cholesterol levels and proper circulation. With all of these heart-healthy benefits, it's no surprise that chiolic aged garlic extract is the best-selling garlic supplement in the world. Unlike other garlic products, chiolic aged garlic extract is completely odorless and won't upset your stomach, made from 100% organically grown garlic. I recommend taking chiolic daily as part of a heart-healthy lifestyle. Chiolic aged garlic is available at vitamin shops, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and other fine health food stores nationwide. To get a free sample, call 1-800-421-2998. That's 1-800-421-2998.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129.
That's 800-685-0129.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, night time heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. We have been paying tribute all day on the Frankie Boyer Show right here on Biz Talk Radio to the late David Bowie. It's hard to even say that, but it is true. He's passed away. But, you know, David Bowie had an extraordinary life. He really did. He had an amazing life, an epic life. What is it that we need to do in our own everyday world, in our own everyday lives, to make it epic? What do you need to do this year to make it an epic year? It's an interesting question. And joining us today is Magi Helena, and she is an astrologer, and she's the creator of the Star Timer Calendar, which is a personalized look into the way stars are aligning in your chart that can really help you in your life. And it is a pleasure. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Frankie. It's a pleasure to be here.
So tell us a little bit, because your astrology is based on statistical research, not zodiac signs. There's a big difference. So tell us a little bit about how this works. I'm so intrigued. I have to be honest with you. Totally intrigued.
Frankie, thank you. It's super interesting to me, too. Magi astrology is different than any other type of astrology because we strictly base the principles we use on what we've been able to prove work consistently through statistical research. And we've been doing our research for 30 years, so we've come up with some very different principles than pop astrology uses, which is strictly tradition and belief-based. We're science-based.
So give us an example of your own chart of how it works.
Well, we're really not talking so much about individual natal readings, which we use the principles of Magi astrology, which are different, to interpret. But we're really talking more about timing. And as you said, David Bowie had an epic life. How can we make 2016 epic for us? A lot of that is through timing. It isn't that only certain people are gifted with the ability to make something wonderful happen in their lives. Everyone has those windows of opportunity, but we have to know when they are. And when we use Magi principles, which are proven to work consistently, we know when to move ahead and when not to, when moving ahead would actually be detrimental to what we're trying to achieve.
So, for example, right now we have a phenomenon happening called Mercury retrograde. That would not affect, in Magi astrology, would that not affect anything?
Well, I think everybody's had experiences of glitches and so on during Mercury retrograde, but I wonder how many people have been keeping track of the glitches that happen in their lives when Mercury is direct. What we've found that's a very interesting difference between Magi and pop astrology is that retrogrades can actually be incredibly powerful in natalization charts, and there's a number of communications-related businesses, like I believe Facebook is one of them. I don't have the list right in my hand now.
That was launched during Mercury retrograde.
Incorporated during Mercury retrograde.
Mercury retrograde, yeah. That goes to show you that Mercury retrograde, that old adage, don't sign anything when Mercury's retrograde, doesn't really mean anything, because it's obviously Facebook is so huge right now.
Right, and unfortunately I'm not positive that was one of them, but I believe it was, because I did quite a bit of research on major companies that could said to be at least partly Mercury ruled that incorporated during a Mercury retrograde. How powerful a day is for a particular person or a particular business relates to two things: how powerful the day is by itself and how powerful the day is for the person. So we have to look at both of those things and put them both together to find those rare windows of opportunity.
So for the $1.4 billion jackpot, the Powerball, the combination would be that it's just destined in that person's chart, and it's the day that the Powerball is drawn, correct? Is that the concept?
Well, it would be a couple of things that we would look at for things like lotteries. I don't believe it's destiny. Somebody might have an unbelievably lucky set of cycles, but not by a ticket. So there's always the combination of what the stars make possible for a person and what actions they actually take. The strength of the day itself wouldn't weigh in something like winning the lottery in the same way that it would for a wedding date or an incorporation date. But the strength of the day for the person, and it would be two things that would weigh in on that, would be the day they bought the ticket and the day that the actual lottery takes place.
Okay. So how can we find out more about our individual with this with this star timer calendar? How do we get one? Where do we go for it? Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I invented them to supply a need that so many of my clients had, which is to have an inexpensive way to understand their day-to-day cycles and when to move forward and when to wait. And about 80% of the people that buy them again. They love them. They learn to live their lives by them because it creates more success at whatever they want, whether it's love or money. They're available on my website, which is www.magihelena.com. Click on the link at the top that says Star Timer Calendars. There's a lot of different ones. There are calendars for success, showing you your money cycles. There are calendars for love, showing you your best times to meet a soulmate and the times when you're likely to only meet a heartbreaker. There's also calendars for health and beauty for the ladies that are doing all kinds of tweaks and procedures these days. There's
sure.
Calendars for performers, a charisma and fame calendar. So there's many varieties depending on what someone needs.
Oh, I love it. I love it. So can you take a bad day and can you, because of your power and your attitude, change it to a good day?
Honestly, it would be so great if it worked that way. I would love it if the universe worked that way, but as far as we have ever been able to determine in 30 years of research, no, it really doesn't work that way.
Okay.
What you can use your power for is to sit out something that's not likely to work, and what you can use your power for is to prepare for your windows of opportunity.
Yeah, we've got to run, but it makes tremendous sense, and thank you. Come back again. This is fascinating, and The website is MagiHelena.com. And we will be back next time. We're ending today with another song from the late David Bowie. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, everybody, and smile. This is Frankie Boyer.
You hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.